February 25th, Pierre-Auguste Renoir's prolific output. On this day in 1841, the French artist Pierre-Auguste Renoir was born in Limoges in France. As a youth, he worked in the famous local porcelain factory as a designer before moving to Paris, aged 21, to study art. Initially, he struggled for success, like so many of his fellow artists and friends, such as Monet, Sisley, and Pizarro, who joined together to form the Impressionist movement. However, after exhibiting at the first Impressionist exhibition in 1874, Renoir gained recognition and soon became a fashionable painter. During his life, he produced thousands of works and continued painting almost until his death, age 74. Despite being so crippled by rheumatoid arthritis that assistants would have to place the brush into his hand. Renoir's work is known for his use of light and colour. He was influenced by Delacroix, Courbet and Boucher, and shortly before his death visited the Louvre to see his paintings hanging alongside these old masters. Great art of any kind can inspire great poetry. Here is Cézanne's painting of Lestac, the little Finnish fishing port near Marseille. And here is Allen Ginsberg's poem about that. In the foreground, we see time and life swept in a race. Towards the left-hand side of the picture, where shore meets shore. But that meeting place isn't represented. It doesn't occur on the canvas. For the other side of the bay is heaven and eternity, with a bleak white haze over its mountains. And the immense waters of Lestac is a go-between for minute rowboats. Today I'm grateful for the beauty that is brought into the world through art of all kinds.